So one person I knew we were going to have a challenge with is we got to the chef. And the poor chef, whenever we come to a seminar, our timelines tend to change drastically during the midst of the seminar because we might be getting hot onto a topic or some interruption happens or we decide to do something spontaneously and it screws up the chef's entire schedule and he's trying to cook for 1,000 people. So I got to him, I smiled and I said, where are you on a scale from minus 10 to plus 10? He said, honestly, and I forget what number he said, but it was something like a 3. And I said, well, what's it going to take for you to be at a plus 10? He said, for all the meals to start exactly at the time we agreed to initially. Now, the problem with that is that doesn't allow me to create a plus 10 for somebody in the environment because part of what makes it powerful is the spontaneity that we create inside the seminar. So I said, you know what? I said, I want you to have a plus 10 experience. And I said, I need you to understand, and I explained to him why we need that spontaneity. I said, as long as that's what it's going to take for you to have a plus 10 experience, you're going to be unhappy. You're going to have a plus 3 or a minus 3 experience the way you're talking. So I said, you know, I want to support you, honestly. How could we have flexibility in the schedule where we might change the time within an hour or two and still have it be a plus 10 experience for you? Because I'm committed if there's anything within my control that I can do to help you to do that. He said, well, you know, the truth is, now that I think about it, if everybody just loved the food, it'd be a plus 10 experience for me. He said, if the majority of people really loved it, and I got to hear that they really loved it, and I got to see that feedback, he said, if we could find a way to keep things warm so they didn't cool off or the quality of the food didn't go down, I said, well, how could we do that? And we came up with a series of strategies. One of the things that made me most happy out of the whole training was not only did we give the level 10 experience to the people who came to the seminar, but I got to see the chef on the last day just as I was leaving, and he came up and gave me this big hug. And he said, level 10 and above, with a big smile. I said, really? He said, absolutely. He said, it really worked. See, I think it's really important in life that we don't just think of how do we get a level 10 experience out of something, but we got to remember the importance of synergy. We've got to understand that how other people feel is important too. If you can't make yourself have a level 10 experience, you sure as heck can't help somebody else. And you can't be responsible for everybody else, but you can sure help. So this tool that I'm sharing with you, I hope you'll use it not just on yourself, but maybe you can help somebody else. Maybe you can find somebody who's having a tough experience and say, hey, what would it take for this to be level 10? And their first reaction might be nothing. Or, you know, well, everything has to be perfect. Say, well, you know, what if it wasn't perfect? There's another way to get to level 10. How would you do it? Or at least a 9 or an 8, or just increase them from where they are. It's so valuable to ask somebody, where are you on a scale from 0 to 10? You know, where are you really right now? And have them tell you the truth. I'm at a 4. Well, really? Well, what would it take to be at a 6? That's not too big a jump. Think in terms of how to use this tool for those you care about, for those you do business with, for those people you're surrounded with. And I got to tell you something. The best way to really use a tool is to teach it. You know, if you go out and start sharing this with other people, you're more likely to apply it. So I encourage you to do this. And know that this doesn't just work in areas like business. It doesn't just work with your running. It works with your intimacy. There was a woman at the seminar who was really upset because she says she never feels intimate or even slightly attracted to her husband. I said, you know, on a scale from minus 10 to plus 10, where are you in your level of attraction, of wanting to be intimate, of wanting to make love to him? And she said, most of the time, minus 2. I said, well, has there ever been a time you'd have been above that? She said, the highest I've probably ever been with him is plus 2. I thought, I'm sure glad he's not here to hear this. But I said, okay, well, can you give me any idea why you've never had a plus 2? She goes, oh, I don't know. I said, well, have you ever felt more than plus 2 towards a woman in terms of attraction? And she said, no. I said, okay, that's good. Well, how about, well, let's do this. Maybe you've had no experience being at higher than plus 2, but you know what? I bet in the back of your brain, you know how to be at a higher level. If you would just create the possibility. I said, if you were totally committed to having a plus 6 experience where you felt that level of attraction, not plus 10, not plus 8, just plus 6, what would you have to do? What would you have to believe? What would you have to think about? What conditions would you have to create in yourself or in the environment? She said, well, I'd have to stop being so uptight about it being an act. I said, interesting. What else? Well, I'd have to start realizing that this is really an expression of real love.